Yonet Kolya focuses on Inuit tools, traditions, and culture in the Arctic. The unit will take 10 class periods that explores the use of stone lamps and the relevance of stone lamps for today. Kolyak is being taught because the stone lamps are an important part of Inuit culture. It is important for students to understand their culture, how the stone lamps are used, and how humans traditionally need them. It is important for the students to be introduced to and learn about stone lamps for survival and ceremonies. The unit is important for the students because their future requires an understanding of the milestones. The unit will benefit society because the students will learn how to use and present stone lamps for survival and ceremonies. The unit will teach the artifact of stone lamps that will instill values in the students for respecting the work of art. It is important for the society in the Arctic as well. The unit Kolyak is appropriate for grade 7 to 9 students because they need to learn about tools, traditions, and culture. At around this age, students begin to join family and friends on trips to the land and events. Nunavut curriculum requires that 7th to 9th grade students to receive instructions on the old and modern traditional ways to use stone lamps. This unit will include technology by having students use computers for research work. 7th to 9th grade students can discuss ideas with others, listen to large group, small group, and in individual situations, write for a variety of purposes and audience with a variety of materials, read to teacher, peers, and others, publish classroom materials such as writing and artwork, and demonstrate creativity. The unit will show students the importance of speaking, listening, writing, reading, viewing, and drama. In addition, the lessons will include artistic, writing, speaking, and social skills from the learning activities included in the initiative-based lessons, which are designed to incorporate concurrent themes being taught during art, ELA, physical education, and social studies units. Like those in other disciplines, this unit seeks to incorporate as many of the grade 7 to 9 standards as possible. It is not limited to the Inuktitut standards, but deliberately incorporates standards from ELA, art, social studies, science, and math. As such, it is able to create activities and lessons with integrated content at several points. It is hoped that the unit Kolyak brings an educational package that would exceed the requirements of standards and curriculum, though appropriate and engaging for 7th to 9th grade. Over the course of the unit, there are many areas within the overall plan and within the individual lesson components to motivate the students. Not only will they be motivated to continue learning about the stone lamps and their culture, but they will be motivated to come to school each day, knowing that some sort of activity or exciting event will occur because of the unit. Within the 10 to 15 days unit, many interesting activities and events are scheduled. Each day, the students will be looking forward to taking part in them, initially to get the interest and attention of the students for the remainder of the unit. We will examine a stone lamp artifact. With this, the unit provides a stone lamp and requires the students to personally light the stone lamp with Arctic cotton and stone lamp stick. The unit also has multiple days where research will take place, and students will get to share and represent chosen aspect of a stone lamp. There will be a storytelling told by an elder during the visit to Elder Center, where students have a chance to connect with an elder and ask questions about the artifact. There are also several assignments and activities that will have the students exploring the use of stone lamps and their properties. The unit closes with a presentation party where students will share their summary and something new or left out in groups. First off, the initiating activities include exciting events to introduce the topic, lighting of the stone lamp, listening to a storyteller, and research on the stone lamps. The formative activities involve worksheets, homework, field trip to the elder center, and activities in class. For the culminate activities, there will be presentations. And the technologies are computers, AV television and DVD set, blackboards, whiteboards, and chart paper. The unit includes several assessment methods and strategies, both formal and informal, both formative and summative. The activities will be formal and informal assessments. The students participate in a wide variety of activities, including reading, reading to the class, worksheets, group work, and hands-on. The test will be formal assessments. The students will do a small presentation. The projects are formal assessments as well. The students are asked to do a research on stone lamps of their choice. Where journals are informal assessments. Journals are kept in the pages of the student notebooks with entries intermittently required. As for grading criteria, it is conveyed through modeling and examples prior and during all evaluation activities, such as providing rubrics and examples of answers of various satisfactions before and during activities. To reflect on the unit plan, what could be improved, and what materials could be used in addition to the materials that were being used.